This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
Libby will be back tomorrow to take your calls on Free For All Friday. It is tire changing time. If you have not switched over to winter tires yet, odds are good that you are on a lengthy wait list to do so. When you do get it done, you're being cautioned to make sure the mechanic properly tightens the lug nuts on your winter tires after scary incidents on GTA highways this week where tires flew right off of vehicles and in one case struck other cars. Joining me to discuss this important safety issue is OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt. Sergeant, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about these scary incidents of recent days. We did report it on the news. Remind us what happened.
Well, yeah, just a couple of days ago, we had two just within a couple hours. One of them resulted in a pretty serious collision rollover. Fortunately, no serious injuries, but it's pretty scary nonetheless. A delivery truck traveling on Highway 407 had brand new tires, rubber on the drive axles of this delivery truck. The tires came off. They separated from the vehicle. The driver of that truck nearly rolled himself over as he lost control, went sideways across the 407, scraping down along the highway. Those tires bounced across, hit a vehicle beside them, then bounced over the concrete wall, hitting another vehicle going in the opposite direction, a convertible, which you think about what could have happened. It's scary to think about that. He still lost control, went into the ditch, rolled over several times. He went to hospital. He's going to make a full recovery, but it doesn't always end that way. And about an hour later, another SUV traveling on Highway 400. Driver going along, had no idea what was happening. All of a sudden, his front wheel came flying off. Fortunately, it didn't hit anybody, but he was going out of control, ended up on the shoulder, and a pretty scary incident for everybody. And we have seen these result in fatalities and serious injuries in the past, and it's all down to not checking, an improper installation, something happening with those wheels, and by the time you realize those tires are coming off, you've got seconds to stop, if you can even stop in time before those wheels come flying out.
Right, and I want to talk to you more specifically about how to know if your tires have been changed correctly. But I'd also like to invite you out there, the Zoomer Radio listener, to call in with your experiences as well. Have you ever not had your tires changed properly? What happened to you? Maybe you have some expertise you would like to pass along and share in these days of changing our tires over from summer to winter. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-744-740. OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt. Let's talk about that. When you go, what is happening? Why are these wheels flying off? What hasn't been done properly?
Well, either the installer, now if that's you yourself on your driveway changing those tires, or you're going to the shop and the mechanic is not tightening down those wheels at all. Sometimes they may put all four wheels on at once and they just might finger tighten the fasteners on and maybe neglect to go and double check to make sure they're actually properly tightened, or if they're installed improperly. Now, I was at a garage yesterday talking to a wheel installer, and the equipment and the tools that they use are specific for making sure that those tires go on properly with the appropriate torque values. And that's something that's very important. And the way they're installed, if you maybe just imagine if you've ever driven, with a pickup truck or a trailer, and you've put all kinds of cargo in the truck and you strap it down with your straps and you make it tight. And as you go down your road, maybe you stop for gas or you stop at your destination and you get out and you realize those straps are all loose. Did those straps actually get looser? or did something happen within the load? And likely it's the load itself that is settling down, kind of shifting into a place of its own comfort, and the straps are no longer at the tightness that they were previously. Same thing happens with your wheel. If you put on your wheel against the hub, and you tighten down the first lug nut onto the tire, and then you go back and you tighten the other ones, you may think that they're all tight, but it may not be square. It may not be tight and plumb and true to the hub. And as you tighten them down, you think they're tight, but you drive down the road a few kilometers or a day or so, and now those components, they settle together. There may have been some debris. Maybe it wasn't square and tight. And as they settle down, now you've lost that clamping pressure, just like the strap on the load of your trailer. And once you lose that clamping pressure, there is so much pressure on those studs and on those fasteners that they will start backing off. And they will come right off the stud, and those wheels are going to come right off with it a second later. And it is a violent experience when it actually does happen.
So what should you say to your mechanic, or what should you check for before you leave with your tires newly changed?
Well, they're going to tell you that, yeah, they installed the tires and they torqued the values. But what you need to do is just go drive around the block, drive home, and then double check. Get your tire iron out of your vehicle,
okay,
and go back around and make sure that they're all properly tightened. Now, a typical passenger vehicle might have 80 or 100 foot-pounds of pressure, of torque or of tightness on those wheel studs. And that's something that really anybody can do. We don't want you to go put 300-400 pounds of foot-pounds. You can't do that with a tire iron. You can do that with an air gun. And by over-tightening, that's just as dangerous as under-tightening, because you may not believe it, but actually those studs that come out of the hub that are locking on those wheels actually have a certain amount of elasticity. And when you actually tighten those nuts onto the studs, holding that wheel in place, you're actually stretching that stud just slightly, and it's springing back. It's holding back that wheel tight. And if you over-tighten it, you're causing damage because you lose that elasticity. And obviously, if you under-tighten it, the pressure is going to be so great. The forces when you make a turn or just when you're driving down the road is going to start working on those wheels. They're going to start vibrating and shaking, and they're going to start forcing those studs loose, and those fasteners to come right off the studs.
Your stories are welcome about tire changing incidents or preventing tire changing incidents from happening. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. Let's go to Al in Brantford. Hi, Al, you've got some information to pass along.
Yes, part of the problem is when you got aluminum wheels on a steel rotor or brake drum, you get a osmosis reaction to the aluminum. And when you put a steel wheel back on top or put another one on, you got a barrier in between there. If they don't clean that off, you'll never get a true torque. And another thing, them click stop torque wrenches can be out 20 or 30 pounds with nothing. No problem at all being that way. You got to continually calibrate them. The old one with a finger movement, that one was always dead on.
And you are in the automotive business, or you were?
I was for many, many, many years. And I always cleaned up. When they started using aluminum wheels and magnesium wheels, magnesium ain't the problem, and was never a problem, but the aluminum ones were. Because you get corrosion between the aluminum and the steel. And if that ain't cleaned off, you'll never get a true torque.
OPV Sergeant Schmidt, what do you have to say in terms of reaction to Al?
Yeah, absolutely. And what he's saying, having dissimilar metals touching one another does cause a metallic reaction. And that will actually cause that corrosion oxidation of those wheels. They may feel like they're fused together after they've been sitting together for some time. And a lot of commercial vehicles, they'll actually put a barrier. It may be a plastic film or something that separates the aluminum from the metal, from the steel. And that is absolutely true. You need to be careful when you're putting those aluminum wheels on those steel hubs. When you go back to your steel wheels for maybe your winter tires or steel wheels on steel, those are consistent metals. But you need to clean off that hub. Make sure it is free of rust, debris, oxidation, corrosion, because all that, again, doesn't give you that proper seating of the wheel against that hub. And when you have any kind of debris or any kind of, corrosion and contaminant in that area, that is going to take away your appropriate torque values. And when it does finally maybe work its way free, work its way loose, now you have a gap, which is going to be taking away your clamping pressure. And now those wheels are under extreme pressure. And we see grinding of those wheels at the studs, at the nuts, because there's vibration and shaking. So you may see that already presenting itself if you look at the wheels closely, but very often it happens so quickly, by the time it starts, you're not going to get home in time to realize that.
Al, thanks so much for calling in. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. A lot of you out there listening have been driving for many, many decades. I'm wondering if any of you have a story about having a wheel come off and what you did to make sure you stopped the vehicle safely. That's more or less what happened on the 400 Sergeant Schmidt with the driver the other day. Nobody was injured. That vehicle didn't hit any other vehicles, and the driver was able to negotiate the vehicle to the side of the road.
Yeah, and that's so important. We want people to remain calm. We want them to think about what's happening around them. Stopping on a live lane, just hammering on the brakes, is not going to do you or the people coming up from behind you any favors. You still have three wheels on the ground, and it's not going to be a fun experience, but you've got to get that vehicle off the highway if you can at all possibly do that. It's going to be a scary experience, but do what you can, because you put yourself in huge jeopardy when you are stopping in a live lane, because traffic doesn't expect you to be there.
Okay, now I have a question from a non-mechanical driver's point of view. You're hearing about these stories. What do you say to drivers who might say, I'm going to stick with my all seasons because my winter tires might fly off if they're not put on properly?
Okay, well, first of all, let's also think about when those wheels come off. They don't come off just when you change for winter and the summers. Every time you get a brake job done, anytime you have suspension work done, anytime your vehicle gets inspected, those wheels are coming off. The mechanic is going to check your brakes. They're going to check all kinds of things. And you need to be aware that those wheels may come off every time you go into a garage. They might even do it complimentary when you go for an oil change, because hey, they want some business as well. And maybe you do have brakes that are on the margins that need to be replaced. So anytime you go into a shop, ask them, did those wheels come off? And if they did, make sure you know that you should go back and double check those torque values before you've driven for too long, to avoid that risk of them coming off down the road. So, you know, again, and winter tires are going to give you that little extra traction. Now, I don't want to say little, but it is, there is increased traction in that. But again, it's not going to give you, you're not going to be on rails. It's not guaranteed. I see plenty of vehicles in the ditches that have winter tires, and it still comes down to the drivers driving to the conditions and slowing down, realizing there's only so much friction that you have with or without winter tires. So still, you need to drive appropriately for whatever conditions you're in.
Jane for Libby and OPP Sergeant Carrie Schmidt here on Zoomer Radio's Fight Back. Let's go to Diane in Scarborough. Diane, your question.
Yes, Mike, I'm listening to your program, and I don't understand a word what these gentlemen are saying.
Oh, it's a little bit too inside automotive. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if for someone like me that's not in the automotive business, how do I know if my tires are installed properly?
Okay, I did ask that question. I did ask that question, but let's ask the sergeant again. And in layman's terms, and I know, Sergeant, you're doing your best with this.
Yeah. So again, how do you know? Well, you have to go with you have to trust your mechanic. Hopefully you have a good mechanic that you trust, but it's a best practice, a good idea, that if your tires and wheels have been removed and then reinstalled after you've driven a short time, a day or two, go back to the garage and they will go and reconfirm that those the nuts that hold the wheels on are properly tightened down to the recommendations of the manufacturer. So, yeah, if you're not a mechanic, you don't need to be, but you need to understand that you're driving a vehicle. The only thing that's keeping you going and keeping you rolling down the highway are those four wheels and tires that are rolling down the highway. And if you lose one of them, it's going to be a bad day. So talk to your mechanic and ask them, you installed these wheels. I want to make sure that you torque them properly, and then say, can I come back tomorrow? And after I've driven a little bit, just to make sure that they are properly installed, and that will give you that confidence. Again, they typically happen very soon after the tires or wheels have been installed. But again, they can happen at any time. So always just double checking and looking at your wheels. If every time you maybe top up your washer fluid, or every time you do something to your vehicle, go look at those wheel fasteners. Do you see a problem? Maybe one of them is missing. Maybe you see rust or some kind of debris coming from where those wheels are fastened. We see that often on commercial vehicles. You'll see rust streaks coming down from the hubs or from the axle points where those wheel fasteners studs are. And that may be a warning sign that there may be some moisture in there, some cracks, a gap that's allowing moisture to collect and then is beginning to rust. And that can cause problems with your clamping pressure. So again, for the people that may not understand, go back to your mechanic once you've gone there once, even if they assure you they're done properly. You know, a week later, a couple of days later, go back there again and say, hey, just can you please double check it? I just want to have that confidence that these tires are properly installed and they're not going to come flying off.
Great advice, Sergeant Schmidt. Thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate it. You take care.
OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt here on Zoomer Radio's Fight Back.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.